Dana held out his paw to Rossano.
Abbess Mira is my sister. I am Dana, warrior of Redwall.
The badger shook Dana's paw cordially.
I knew that as soon as I saw you wearing the sword of Martin. I observe by your eyes that you are used to weapons, Dana. I think you have led an adventurous life, my friend.
Dana put a paw about his sister's shoulders and winked at Rossano.
I'll tell you about it sometime, though you'd have trouble believing the half of it, matey.
The badger lord shrugged his wide shoulders.
Oh, I have seen and heard a few things that would make even your rudder curl, laddie-buck.
When they reached Craig's grave, Rossano took a medallion and chain from around his neck and hung it over the headstone's edge. It had been made at the forge in the mountain of Salamandassan and was of burnished steel, quite large and heavy. On it was graven the likeness of Craigor, with two rubies for eyes. Rossano touched his big striped muzzle to the stone and murmured gently,
My lady, your memory will live forever, both here and at the mountain you once ruled. Sleep in peace.
Standing straight, he breathed deeply and wiped his eyes.
Dana, I'm sorry I won't have time to hear your story. I've visited Craigor now, and tomorrow morning I must leave. I'm sure you'll forgive me, Mother Abbess.
Mira arranged the medallion a little more tidily upon the stone.
Why must you hurry away, sir? Don't you like our abbey?
Rossano waved a paw across the lawns. Hares were flooding through the gate, greeting the Redwallers and playing with the Dibbons.
Like Redwall Abbey? I love the place! But I have 1,000 long patrol hares with me, and that would strain even the most generous hospitality of any beast.
Placing both paws within the wide sleeves of her habit, Abbess Mira shook her head reprovingly at Rossano.
We owe our lives to you and your hares, Lord. This abbey has more than enough to feed and accommodate your hares for many seasons. I will not hear of your leaving tomorrow for such an absurd reason. You are our honoured guests. Surely one of the first things Craigor must have taught you was that the gates of Redwall are ever open to all our good friends.
The great badger lord Rossano the Wise of Salamandassan sat down beside the grave. He patted the earth, gazed up at the soft autumn afternoon, and picked the delicate pink flowers from a vervain growing between the back of the headstone and the wall. Mira watched him as he smelled its elusive fragrance. Rossano looked for all the world like a happy Dibbon, as he must have been when he lived at the abbey. He offered her the flower.
Oh, yes. Craigor said that to me often. You sounded just like her then. Say it again for me, please, Mother Abbess.
Dana felt proud of his sister as she accepted the vervain flower and smiled at Rossano.
The gates of Redwall are ever open to all our good friends.